This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. People who live in the Florida Keys have been waiting for years to find out whether the island chain will be the first place in the U.S. to try genetically modified mosquitoes as a method of controlling the pests. They're going to have to wait a while longer. The company that developed a genetically modified mosquito has withdrawn its application with the Environmental Protection Agency to try the technology in the Florida Keys. Oxitec plans to reapply with a new version of the technology. The company says the second-generation version allows genetically modified males to breed with wild mosquito females. They say only male offspring would survive. Female mosquitoes are the ones that bite and pass along disease. That's what's new about the second generation. In the first version, all the offspring died. According to the company, half of the surviving male offspring would continue to breed and have the same effect for several generations. Some residents of the Keys have opposed the trial and say they will object to the new proposal. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.